time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cutting class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, police!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, police!
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul Lavoie.
I guess we didn't have any vocals queued up, but, you know, we can roll with that, right, Bri?
Doobie-doo. Doobie-doobie-doobie-doo.
Just some scat, right? Is that what they call it?
Bebop.
A little beatbox.
Yeah, now that's different.
Well, I'd buy you a
there you
house.
Go. A higher mortgaged house.
If you took the drums out, you could make that bluegrass.
Yeah, but what's not?
Welcome to Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. This is Speak Out for Thursday, March 26, 2026. And my mind's kind of like, you know, what was it? I got mad at Kenny for coloring outside the lines.
Oh.
My mind's like jello right now. Anyway, I was just working on the website, and that's why. So we had an interview, well, pieces of an interview from Matt Beinberg from the Goldwater Institute, mm-hmm. and we were talking about the Empowerment Scholarship Accounts. Hmm. And there's a series of reports on 12 News going on right now about the fraud and waste and this and that, and it's refuted in this Matt Beinberg piece, and he's the director of education policy for Goldwater. So anyway, just posted it on the website on Speak Out Uncut. Because that interview or pieces of it did not air yesterday like we had hoped with David Rose. So anyway, the whole entire 16 minutes and 13 seconds of Paulie interviewing Matt Beinberg is up on the website.
Oh, check okay.
It out. Yeah, cool. It's just put it up at Speak Out Uncut. But wait till after Brian.
Wait. If you would be so kind.
The other public service announcement is, it's opening day for the Diamondbacks.
Yay, Diamondbacks Dodgers.
And tonight, though, you got Zach Gallen on the mound for the Diamondbacks against the World Series MVP, Yamamoto.
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, ask me how much I care about that game.
Come on, man. Oh, I know why. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm taking fair. Off of the office at like 3.
That's fair.
I'm going to stretch out. I'm gonna meditate. I'm gonna probably cocktail to calm my nerves.
Ask me what time. I'm
6:45.
The pregame on KNTR Sports for U of A and
Arkansas.
Ooh, yeah, that's right. It's John Calipari.
Game of the tournament, really.
It's John Calipari coach's team, and he's been there 6 times to the Final Four.
Yeah.
Anyway, 6:35 is the pregame. 6:45 tip off. On KNTR Sports. That's a tentative time because they're game number 2.
Yeah, after Nebraska, Iowa, which I'm also going to be watching because two of my closest friends are from Nebraska, and then a bunch of people I know. I don't know what it is about Nebraska. Have you ever noticed when you travel or where you go, wherever, there's somebody from Nebraska?
Yes, and Oregon.
I don't know why that is. I'm like, what the hell? Is there way more people in Nebraska than they're letting on? There's underground caverns of Huskers?
Well, there's a giant aquifer there, the Ogallala Aquifer.
Oh, okay.
So it could be that.
Maybe they're preparing and they're...
People are going, how does he know
populating the earth with Huskers. It's crazy, man. Everywhere I go, I'm like, what?
I once stayed in Ogallala, Nebraska. That's how I know that.
Wow.
Yeah,
good for you.
The Ogallala Indian tribe.
I was just going to say, of course, that's a Native American... You know, that's not something that rolls off your tongue every day of the week.
So the great and powerful Robin, or as I call her, Sir Robin, right? Mm-hmm.
From Sir Robin. Yeah. Sir Robin.
Brave Sir Robin.
Brave Sir Robin. That's Monty Python nerd
sent me
reference.
Sent me a great note here. It looks like the game is on Peacock. True. I went to MLB.com last night on my app, streaming on Fire Stick, and the game is blacked out. And I went, blacked out? It's opening day.
Yeah, how about that?
Against the
not
Dodgers.
Cool.
Anyway, it's on Peacock. It's one of 5 games or 10 that they blacked out this year. Otherwise, you can watch 152 games for $100 a season, right?
Yeah.
So, seriously. So it's on Peacock, and the one streaming service we don't have. But, Robin, if you're listening, it's not on KNTR Sports either. But you can go to Arizona, type in Arizona Sports, 98.7, type it in on Google, and it'll take you to Arizona Sports, and they stream the games.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
But you won't hear, you know, KNTR Sports.
All that being said, you know, I mean, go D-backs. I mean,
oh,
I'm
for
not
sure.
Saying don't.
Wouldn't
go.
It be amazing if they beat Yamamoto or took him like 2 innings and he's out?
That would be amazing.
It would, considering he pitched 18 scoreless innings in the World Series.
Yeah.
Against the Blue Jays.
Yeah. So, I'm sure that's what's going
to
happen.
I know people are like, well, then we tuned in to hear Brian, not baseball.
Yeah.
And you weren't on last week, were you?
No. Was last week the mistake or...
It was intentional.
Okay, ouch.
Because we had these guys scheduled for like 6 months.
Yeah, I do the show 3 out of 4 weeks.
Right.
And then there was a snafu on the time change
right.
The week before, but whatever.
But that was intentional last week, and here's the card to prove it, a thank you note, right? And it just came in literally right before I walked back here. Dear Paul, thank you so much for having us on Speak Out. We appreciate all you do to promote our annual fundraiser. We hope maybe you will be free to visit the show this year. That's the Troop Box Convoy. Take good care in service to God and country, Judy Harvey, Troop Support Coordinator, American Legion Auxiliary Unit 81. Judy's being very modest. She's the founder of the Troop Box Convoy, those boxes that they send out that are like $35 flat rate.
Love those. Love that.
They raised $30,000 at that event last year. So
yeah. I'm such a big fan of when people step up and
me too.
Do stuff like that.
Yep.
You know, one thing to mouth off about country and patriotism, it's another thing to participate, you know, not just try to, I guess, push your political worldview on everybody else because you're right and everybody else is wrong or stupid. It's to, when you actually step up to the plate and you do things like that, that is patriotism. You buy American goods and services, that's patriotism. You send stuff to the troops, that's patriotism. You know, you can agree, disagree with the Iran war. Guess who didn't make the decisions to be there? Your soldiers, you know, the people on the ground, the people losing their lives or getting wounded or being brave and doing their things.
Right.
You know, and so they always deserve our support.
Hey, don't respond to this, all right? But I'm going to say, America! Never mind, all right? There you go. And that's how I feel about that. So
yeah, so let's
anyway,
talk finance.
Good
let's
job,
talk money.
Troop Box Convoy people. We really appreciate you. And, you know, it's another thing to get on the internet and you're on Orchids and Karens.
Yeah. Oh, and, that's funny.
That's what I call it, the OK group. Yeah. And, you know, down, well, there weren't enough cars there. Were you there to help? Were you there to, you know, enter something? Did you do anything besides gripe about a local fundraiser?
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
Agreed.
Brian. I'm off my soapbox.
Agreed. For now. So yeah, currently, market's, struggling some. The S&P 500 down 1.5%, which is a significant move in a single day. The NASDAQ down over 2%, and the Dow Jones Industrials down almost 1%. And the volatility we're seeing now, of course, is in no part due to what's happening in Iran. And obviously, there's all kinds of ways to dissect this, but I'll try to keep it as focused as I can. And, of course, what we all know, the biggest worry economically. So let's not get into the should we or shouldn't we. Let's just say, well, how is this going to affect your finances, your investment strategy, near-term, long-term, et cetera. So long-term really shouldn't be much in play for you. But short-term, yeah, there's some things happening here, no question. The price of oil is obviously having a fairly negative effect on the price of gas at the pumps. For every 1 cent it goes up at the pump, that takes $2.3 billion out of the economy that would go to other things per year. And so we're at 100 cents, I think, on average right now. So significant effects. But eventually the concerns you may have been hearing about is, well, petroleum products are used in so many things, fertilizer being one of them. So if this was a prolonged war and had a prolonged negative effect on oil, food prices, in fact, that are related to fertilizer, which is almost everything directly or indirectly, would definitely start spiking upwards as well, causing some concerns. Cost of freight, cost of airfare, which prevents tourism, which prevents business travel as much, which influences every aspect of an economy, hotels, restaurants, support, on and on. So this is what economists are watching and analysts are watching right now. There's no question that we're nowhere different than where we were 2 weeks ago or a week ago relative to getting out of this or figuring out how we're going to get out of this. None of those things are obviously in play. And the market, despite some positive comments from President Trump, is now realizing that those comments really were not based on anything that had substantially taken place. So the market now is repricing it. That's what happens. And people say it always responds to all this news. I'm like, well, yeah, because that news can be good or bad in terms of the market. So, of course, it's going to respond to those things.
Speaking of which, today, oil prices per barrel down at $3.50. That daily fluctuation up, down, you know, on price per barrel. Now it's down $3.50. That means if things are getting better, oil prices.
Is it down, right now? Is it down $3.50?
Well,
did you just look that up? Because
no,
it could be up $3.50 since
it could
an
be,
hour
but
ago.
At 6 o'clock this morning, it was down.
Oh yeah,
it was down $3.50.
Yeah.
But okay, did those fluctuations affect the market?
Well, no. I mean, day to day, some, but it's more the bigger cost. In other words, once it starts crossing certain $100, $120, $150, then there's no question that those prices historically have pushed the economy into slowing down or recession or depression, depending upon how high they go. And so that's why that's being monitored so much right now, which is why Iran really holds a pretty big ace here, because the kind of warfare they're most effectively going to be able to fight is not going to be missiles and bombs. It's going to be economic in terms of the Strait of Hormuz being controlled and shut down. So very real effects. And let me just talk about some ancillary things that take place. For instance, we've all been kind of hoping maybe interest rates start coming down. And if you're a listener on the show, you've been listening to me say for a couple of years, hey, they're not going to lower interest rates if they don't get inflation under control. Well, inflation hasn't come down for hardly anything, except it had for gas, but now, of course, it's gone the other directions. And that will lead to even more things. So now we went from, yeah, they're going to lower interest rates 2, 3, 4 times in 2026 to maybe not at all, to now conjecture that, this goes on too long, they're going to raise interest rates because inflation is going to potentially increase too dramatically. And this is what is the problem for our negotiating stance between President Trump and Iran, because, of course, domestically, midterms coming up, and just in terms of appearances and economy, the last thing that President Trump wants to see happen is, you know, in terms of the elections coming up, et cetera, is the fact that the stock market really suffers, or in the economy, more the economy than anything, separate from the stock market, really starts to suffer. And so mortgage rates now, mortgage rates had started coming down. We had like a glimpse of, hey, we're finally a little bit below 6%. And some real estate markets and housing markets had started kind of turning up a little bit.
Two straight times, right?
And now it's the opposite of that. Now, 30-year mortgage rates are at, was it 7 months, 7 month highs, going back up the other direction, and crossing into a 30-year mortgage now back up to like 6.5%, and it was just below six. And that's meaningful. So there's a lot going on there. But here's a couple of things that are interesting, right now to think about. This aside, the economy is actually pretty stable. We are not hiring nationally hardly anybody, but guess what's weird? Layoffs are kind of almost absent. Like, nobody's losing their, nobody's hiring you, but nobody's losing their jobs. So this is not a great time to job hop, if that's what you're thinking.
Right. Not even for, what would you call it? The gig economy. Like, if you were looking for something
techie related,
you know, work at home besides your job now.
Yeah. You got, it's a little,
you got to dig
wonky out there right now, but it's a very strange, environment. And to some extent, that's a positive. That's better than you might think. If nobody's hiring, that usually means people are getting fired. And so that's actually pretty stable. In terms of corporate profits doing okay, in terms of production doing okay, there's a lot of economic indicators in this current economy are actually either doing well or okay, which is better than a lot of people might suspect.
Let's see if this caller is doing well. Caller. Nope. I guess he's not. He hung up.
Wow.
By the way, callers, we will have a giveaway coming up for carnival tickets.
Oh,
you know, the carnival out there by the mall?
Oh, not carnival. Carnival.
No, carnival. Yeah. yeah, amusements. Carnival.
Got it.
It's the spring jamboree, I think they call it.
Yeah.
But we'll have some tickets. You're going to want to call the office for that, but I'll let Brian go ahead.
Yeah. No, thanks. So, yeah, so that's interesting. And what's also happening is, it just, things can change. Last year, remember, international, I've been saying, developed European countries indexes and some developed Asian really did phenomenally, 27% on average for those for the European index, as opposed to 17% here at home, which is pretty good too. This year, out of the gate, international was well ahead, but while still maybe ahead in that it's not down as much. Now the concern is international is a little bit more in trouble because they are definitely more susceptible to what's happening in Iran. And you may say, well, why, Brian? And here's why, listener. Primarily, there's a number of factors, but primarily, here's what it is. For many, many years now, we are the biggest producers of oil and natural gas. We are the biggest players. And so, guess who isn't? They don't have the same resources as a lot of European countries. So they must rely more on the Middle East and other areas than us. We're more self-sufficient. So our economy, therefore, is more stable. Our ability to navigate the potential negative economic effects from all of this chaos is better because we have better natural resources in terms of energy. So that puts us ahead of the game, and so this worm suddenly can turn again. same thing goes for other investments. For instance, bonds. You've heard me say that when interest rates go down, most bond prices go up. Well, a lot of people have been banking into that effect happening with bonds because a lot of people were expecting interest rates to lower. Well, guess what? As I said, they're really not looking to lower them anytime soon. And so bonds, on the whole, many types of them aren't near as an exciting place to be. So, but interest rates had come down. So, you know, cash now, everybody was excited. Remember, it wasn't that long ago, 4.5%, 5% on your money market and your high yield savings. And a lot of those people are seeing those ratchet down to the twos and renewing in the twos and maybe a three here or there. So that has also morphed as well. And so all of these things I am accounting for with my clients when I'm conducting my reviews, when I'm getting new cash coming in, new clients coming in, and making sure that we're allocating. But here's something that has not changed, and that is this. Expectations, except for things really spiraling out of control in the geopolitical slash war slash conflict world, expectations are still amongst most analysts that the U.S. stock market is going to see somewhere around a 10 to 12% rate of return this year, which is hard to get your mind wrapped around given the circumstances that we find ourselves in, but that has not changed. I don't know what's actually going to happen, but it is interesting that that, for the moment, is still kind of holding fast. So we're going to go ahead and take our first break of the hour. So I've got several buddies who are super into music like me. We listen to from classic, old-time music from the 50s and 40s and 60s to classic rock.
And you're a foreigner, of course.
To super, super cutting-edge new stuff. So here's a band called Slowmosa. If you like Queens of the Stone Age, if you're into them, kind of a heavier rock band, this is kind of in that same vein. And so I just got turned on to these guys, you know, and like in Spotify, you know, 4,000 followers. It's not like these guys are huge, but in the indie world, they're blowing up. Slowmosa.
Three guys and a girl.
So, yeah. Check them out. So, and turn it up.
I was kind of blown away by that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this sounds like something you'd hear on KOMP or Comp in Vegas.
Yeah.
They're playing this now, so.
Yeah.
All right. 854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. If you have a question or just a comment for Brian, make this talk radio, not just listen radio, or text 928-727-5566. And yes, we're giving away carnival tickets, spring jamboree. Oh, so, did they already call? You did not give those away yet, right? Okay. I can't hear you. Okay. Oh, yeah. She was waving at me because I tend to be 10-second Tom sometimes, and I forget.
Okay. Yeah, that happens. All right, well, turn up your radio,
well, anyway,
everybody. Get some volume on this. This is get you fired up at the lunchtime hour.
If you want a family four-pack, 928-855-9336. It'll get you to the carnival. It's a pretty good value, trust me. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Views expressed on Speak Out are not necessarily the opinion of KNTR Talk 106.3, 5, and 7 FM, and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities that would be mentioned that you're in. Investing is subject to risk involving loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit or protect against loss. Please note that individual situations may vary, therefore the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities or marketing names, products, or services referenced sincere are independent of Osaic Wealth. Well, on my own. I like the snare. I don't usually like a dry snare, but that one's got a little something going on there.
Yeah.
I like it. And it cuts, so. All right. Like, I know anything, right? Speak Out. Of course, we're broadcasting live from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. Find City Maytag, 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Also, Mojave Mortgage by Mojave Electric Cooperative, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, by TWN Fiber Internet. Hang on a second. I like it. It's like Ozzy and New Queens or Queens of the Stone Age. That's pretty cool.
And a little more, melodic.
TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Blonzy's Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road, and A&B Propane, abpropaneaz.com. And don't forget about our archives. They go up about 15 minutes after the show's over. KNTRtalk.com. There you go.
All right. So one of the things that has come up even more than usual, and it comes up all the time, is gold. And so gold's still way up from where it was just a year ago or so, but has definitely come down quite a bit. And that seems counterintuitive on a couple of levels, because one of the things that people look to gold to be is what we call a safe haven. So during times of war, conflict, economic uncertainty, gold can be attractive. But there's a couple of things in play right now that are pushing it down, and that is this, is that fact that the Federal Reserve here is not looking to lower interest rates and, in fact, keep them the same or, in fact, increase them actually has an opposite pressure on the price of gold. One of the other things is that the U.S. dollar, despite the fact that we're just crossed, $39 trillion in debt, and we obviously have some economic and debt issues here at home, the U.S. dollar is still very much a safe haven compared to the rest of the world's currencies. And so that actually has caused the dollar to strengthen, and when the dollar strengthens, that also typically has a negative effect on the price of gold. And so depending upon the reason that gold was going the other way is because we didn't have these same factors, and now some of those factors have reversed. So interesting study on it, and now it's kind of trying to figure out, well, what's going to happen from here, right? Because, man, should you have sold at 5,200, or now should you be selling now, or is it going to come back up, and when, if so, when does it happen? A lot of that is TBD, because a lot of that depends upon the unknown, what happens and when relative to what the conflict with Iran, because it definitely doesn't seem to have a obvious direction or ultimate outcome here. People are just kind of going with where we're at. Super hard to read the tea leaves. How can you do something different? Well, the first thing you should have done is bought your airline tickets if you were thinking you were going to travel this summer, because the price of airline tickets with the price of fuel are going to go way up.
People keep asking me that. Is this going to be over by June? And I'm, I don't know.
Yeah, that's where we're at. It's like, hey, is this super, super, heavy-duty geopolitical storm going to be over by June so I can plan my vacation?
In the interest of fairness, if somebody in the government who's essential, like a TSA agent, not getting paid, why should Congress get paid?
Agreed. And wasn't it a Republican senator or congressman came out and said that?
I think it was Kennedy,
and
the
said,
senator.
Why are we getting paid?
Right.
And hats off to Delta, who said no special treatment for Congress or senators, any Congress people or senators.
They're supposed to take their Easter and Passover break.
Yeah,
and coming up.
They're, Delta's like, we're not going to do anything different or special for you. And this TSA thing is actually a huge problem, and it's in the following way. it's not just now. It's, what did they say? I think 500 people have quit. And how do you get them back? Or who says, that's what I'm going to go do, when this kind of thing is going to be governed by politics?
Right.
And all the idiots in Washington, D.C. are duking it out while you don't get paid. And you worry about
who wants to
your
join
job.
You?
Why? I mean, why are you going to do that?
Who would want to do that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And so that's a huge worry. My wife did just fly out of Vegas yesterday to go see her brother, and she said no wait at all in the TSA line in the Vegas airport.
I heard that about SeaTac too. Up
okay,
in Seattle.
Yeah,
I heard that on the Hannity
show. So I think
show.
It depends on the airport.
Minutes. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so it may or may not be as bad as you're seeing, and you can actually follow that. There's websites and the like that you can follow.
And the media gets, you know, they make their money on sensationalism sometimes, so they're going to go to the ones that are packed.
Yeah,
know?
Of course.
Yeah.
And it's not even just, it's not even media where most people are getting that information, of course. It's TikTok and Instagram that they're showing, you know, people are posting all this so they get views, so they, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And that is where people are getting like, oh my God, not really paying attention to, you know, sometimes, well, that was from 3 years ago, or or that was in this airport,
right,
or that, you know, you got to actually pay more and more attention in today's world to what you're hearing and reading as far as any truth to it.
I'm waiting for space blankets now, you know, right? Them being covered with those foil blankets in the airport.
Yeah, right. Good Lord.
Just saying. Brought over by Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Right. So we come back from the break. I thought what we'd talk about a little bit is a couple of strategies and a couple of products that maybe could put some of your minds at ease as you get closer to retirement, or you're in retirement, so that, you know, can maybe bypass some of this chaos in terms of what your money looks like for growth, or what your money might look like for income, because there is definitely a market for that, and sometimes you know, you can be awfully thankful that you made it through some of those times. So at any rate, we're going to get into that, and any questions you have when we come back from this next jam from Slowmosa here on Sound Advice on Speak Up.
Yeah, they're from Norway.
Yeah.
They're called Tundra Rock.
They're hilarious, as opposed to desert, because they don't got any desert in Norway,
man.
So it's Tundra Rock.
Frozen Tundra, right? Like Lambeau Field.
Yeah, they're from the frozen tundra.
Right, right.
Norway.
Pretty cool. I thought, when I saw Slowmosa, I was thinking they're from San Luis Obispo.
Yeah.
Slow?
Yeah.
Right? But, alas, no. They're from Norway.
Norway.
All right. 928-854-5687. If you want to talk to Brian Springberg, this is Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Just as a programming side note, again, University of Arizona playing tonight against Arkansas. That's a 6:35 pregame, 6:45 scheduled tip-off. It's kind of in flux because they're the second game at that site. On 94.3 and 100.7, as well as 980 AM, we do not stream those games, but that's where you can hear them live on the radio. That's called real-time coverage, by the way, Brian, because if you watch it on TV and you listen on the radio, you're going to hear the game first, the action on the radio, by about 30 to 40 seconds ahead of time.
Yeah, a little bit of a delay there.
So, yeah, oh yeah, because of streaming.
Yeah.
More than likely, your streaming service, television. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, also Springberg Wealth Management, by The Chair, by Laughlin Ranch, also Mojave College, who will not be on the show tomorrow. We will have the Dana show tomorrow instead of Mojave College. Also, Shooter's Outpost, solar powered by Esme Electric, by Dorita's Place and Legacy Rehab and Care. And I'm going to get with Marissa and see if we gave away some the family four-pack. And we also have another pair of tickets. And those are all-day VIP passes to that carnival, by the way. So I think we did not. 928-855-9336. I think those are worth like $40 a ticket or something, man.
Dang.
Right. Well, it's all-day pass, unlimited rides. And but you have to be this tall to ride, right?
Yeah, this tall.
A little tall.
Perfect for radio. This tall.
I'm fortunately barely tall enough, so there you go. All right, that is Kevin by Slow Mosa.
Yeah.
Norwegian-born Slow Mosa.
Slow Mosa. So I was talking about different ideas and approaches. Obviously, if you've got an investment portfolio, you know, having it diversified between stocks and bonds, and then from there also cash, and then within those categories making sure you're kind of percentage wise allocating it in the proper direction, and then from there it breaks down, right? You got US, international, and then all different regions around the world, and then you've got sectors, meaning financial and tech and manufacturing and energy and retail. And then within those, you've got regional and you've got specific companies. I mean, it gets pretty, pretty detailed. And on the whole, you know, there's a certain mix that makes sense depending upon your time frame. But once in a while, especially if you're in the process of using that money for income, you really want to pay attention to where you're at relative to current events. And that's the real time. And that's why, you know, meeting with your financial advisor at least quarterly makes a whole lot of sense, or at least touching base. We'll take this call. I was going to get in some other things in a second, but let's take the call, see what somebody's got to say.
Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Yes, I just wondered with Brian, I was trying to, transfer some shares of AXA to my daughter because it they seem to be doing good, but they wanted a medallion
signature
guarantee stamp, and and in other words, a regular
notary,
right? Wouldn't work.
Right.
So I'm just wondering why would that be required? And I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you.
Can I just comment real quick?
Sure.
Sounds like Senator Kennedy from Louisiana.
A little bit.
Quite a bit.
Maybe he's from Louisiana.
The future in voice impersonations for you, sir. There you go.
So, yeah, what he's referring to is, you know, we all know what a notary is, right? That's somebody who basically has applied for and with a clean background can attest to your signature and your identity for documents for legal purposes. A notch above that is a signature medallion guarantee, which is a little bit more difficult to obtain. And so the person who has that stamp and signs off on it, it's the same kind of thing. You must obtain identification, and you must, you know, obviously have a relevant need for what that is. And when it comes to investments, when it comes to money, when it comes to some bank stuff, a notary is not sufficient. And so that signature medallion guarantee is, in fact, something that's required. So same kind of thing, sir, but definitely rarer. There are much fewer people who actually have that ability to do that for you. Other things that we were talking about was, well, what else can you be doing? And I just say this because, I'm seeing it so many times, and just I had a client referred to me actually in Vegas, and so I had a little was able to go to Vegas and meet with a prospective new client, and she had inherited a whole bunch of annuities. Some were fixed annuities that paid a guaranteed percentage rate of return. Some were indexed annuities that said, hey, we're going to pay you a limited percentage or what the stock market makes, but with a cap on how much of that you can make, 5%, maybe 5.5% max, but no downside risk. So if the market goes down, you don't lose any value. She had all kind of, then she had a variable annuity, which is stock market driven. And then, of course, just investments in a brokerage account. And that analysis, because she identified herself as, you know, she's like, I'm conservative. I don't want to take much risk. I said, well, the great news is you don't have to, because you have enough money and no debt to where you can live a great lifestyle without taking much risk. I have other clients who are in the same position who like to take some risk because, if things go down with some of their money, it doesn't affect their lifestyle because they're doing pretty well. But the thing that gave her some peace of mind is just the fact that regardless of what's happening in the economy or in the world, that she's got some of her money either making a guaranteed rate of return or participating on some level with the stock market's great upsides, but without participating any of the downside. And in your portfolio, those things could come into play, could be helpful, could put your mind at ease, but they're not for everybody because there's so many moving parts. And that's what a very good financial advisor is going to be doing, is saying, okay, here's everything altogether, including your money in the bank. What are your levels of risk with your various investments? What do you have invested that gives you a guaranteed return or a guaranteed income for the rest of your life? How do we keep your tax bracket down with all of those things working together? How do we make sure that you have enough access to money if she decides, oh, I'm going to sell this house and I'm not going to get enough for it to buy another house where I want to move to. I'm going to need another $300,000. How do we make sure that that money is available? Because some investments come with strings attached or penalties or fees or surrender charges, and some don't. And so all that at the same time, so that when she goes to sleep at night, she knows no matter what direction her financial needs go, the economy goes, the stock market goes, geopolitical events go, that she's got a plan in place. And so we had a face-to-face meeting. We have email exchanges on what I'm thinking, a phone conference, just getting her and I on the same page to make sure we've really thought all this through. So I don't want you to think that it's just about trying to invest in the stock market and subject to ups and downs. There are other ways to do it. And even when you are investing that way, there are specific ways to do that to keep your volatility under wraps. And I know I only have like a minute left, but I'm going to give you something to ask your financial advisor, or if you have some of your own investments, and let's say you're in a mutual fund or an exchange-traded fund. There's something called capture. And what you want to be is in a fund that's managed so well that over time, not 1 year to the next, but 10 years and 15 years and 20 years, over time, that it captures a significant percentage of the upside of the stock market, let's say the S&P 500 here in the United States, and a lower percentage of the downside. I'll give you a quick example. If the U.S. stock market S&P 500 is 100%, well, then you, and if you can find a fund that captures 80% of that, of the market's upside, if it goes up 10, you make 8, but only 50% of the downside, meaning it goes down 10, you only lose 5. Those are temporary things, right? You still own the shares, they're just temporarily worth less. So you want a great ratio of capturing more upside than its competition for other funds of the same kind, and less downside for other funds of the same kind. And that is a great signification of a well-managed fund. Yes, there are other things to pay attention to, for sure, But within their own categories, I sure love to pay attention to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Brian, how do people get a hold of you?
You can shoot me an email, brian@springbergwealthmanagement.com, or call the office, 928-855-9421. It's been the same phone number for 53 years.
I know it by looking at the keyboard. Or a keypad.
Yeah.
That's it.
Just comes to you.
Yeah. No, I just know the pattern.
Got it. Well, that's what I mean. Yeah, yeah.
Remember back in the day when we used to store phone numbers in our head?
What?
Yeah, we don't have to do that anymore.
I can still remember my original phone number here in Lake Havasu City from 73.
Yeah, I can remember mine in Vegas for sure, growing up.
Yeah.
I'm going to take this straight up to the top of the hour.
Sounds good.
All right.
Turn it up. Enjoy, everybody. Have a beautiful weekend.
All right. We are going to go to break, but we're going to come back at the top of the hour with news and a short break. And then, of course, Hannity, the king of all martial arts now that Chuck Norris is no longer with us. So it's Karate Man. He's coming up next. All right. A week from today, Brian will not be here, but we'll have the Today's News Herald on. Brandon Bowers is going to come on with Daisy Nelson. We're going to look at local politics and then tell you about their office move. And then Mike Anuccio will be on at 11:30. All right, that does it for me. I'll see you next week right here on Speak Out. Have a safe weekend, folks.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.